We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Jeff Eagles. I am John Schmelkin. It's time for your mailbag questions. Here we go. Joe in Arkansas, what did you get out of these offseason practices like the OTAs, Thursday and Friday, the final two, as a player? What do you get out of them?
I got a lot of just reps and just knowing that, you know, it's the beginning of, you're kind of working on some techniques. If you're trying to change some things, it's a great time to do it. And then when you go into these mini camps, coming out of there, you know, you're locked and ready to go into training camp. So, you know, more for me, it was just kind of getting a routine going, making sure that I was healthy. That was probably the most important thing.
And for the guys in offense and defense, it's all about learning the system, right, especially the newcomers?
No question, and that's the biggest, is that knowing these guys can apply what they learn in the classroom and bring it out onto the field. You know, once minicamp gets here, a lot of the younger guys are not going to get a lot of the reps. It's more the veterans because it's a mandatory camp.
Right, here we go. Now, Blake in New Mexico. How much can you judge the work of the front seven on defense in OTAs, given that they aren't wearing pads?
Well, I think it's very difficult, and we've talked about that a little bit as far as, you know, how can you judge these guys and what they're doing because if there's no contact. I think what we get out of it the most is probably, are they in the right positions, how fast they're coming off the ball, that first initial step, and maybe some of their footwork and their handwork. But that's about all you can really tell.
And we'll have coverage of the OTAs on Giants.com on Thursday and Friday. Make sure you check it out. For Jeff Eagles, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you then.